Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today, we have come to the last day of our first journey through the Bible, and I want to sincerely thank you for coming along with me through the pages of the Bible. Today is December the 31st, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Revelation, chapters 19 to 22. Today, the question that is asked to us is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? We read in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11, 12, and 15 like this. The words of Apostle John. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. In this passage, Apostle John viewed another terrifying scene in his vision. The great white throne is God's throne in heaven. John saw heaven and earth flee from God's presence, which indicates that we have come to the end of God's dealing with this earth. The dead ones standing before his throne are the unsaved of all ages who are now resurrected and judged. They come from all classes and groups of humanity. The books contain a record of their deeds. The book of life contains the names of God's elect. This judgment closes the millennial period and opens the age to come in God's eternal kingdom. It is the greatest of all judgments because it encompasses all the wicked from the beginning of man's history. Jesus Christ is the one sitting on the great white throne, fulfilling John chapter 5 verse 22. Those who are judged are lost because they refused God's salvation by grace through faith. Their doom is a second and final death. God will condemn those raised to face this judgment because of their works, including failure to believe in Jesus Christ. Only God's elect, those whose names are written in the book of life, will escape the lake of fire. The rejection of eternal gospel results in eternal condemnation. An eternal separation is now made between those who have life and those who have death. Let us understand that this judgment involves only the lost and follows the second resurrection, which is the resurrection to condemnation. Sinners who rejected Christ will face him and hear him say, "Depart from me." This solemn scene ought to move us to ask ourselves this question: is my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? If we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we are living in obedience to His commandments, we will not have to face the great white throne judgment. We should also pray for the lost people around us and witness to them so that they will not have to face this final judgment as well. Let me close this devotional with the famous passage in John chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.